call RSD, or what we call reflex sympathetic dystrophy. The pain comes in cycle, and the victim is exasperated by touch, sound, light, emotional stress, good or bad, and temperature change. Maureen suffered for nearly 4 years with constant pain through her entire body. The RSD tests are even more painful and cause further complication. And after a lung was punctured from a needle, her prognosis was that she would only be getting worse. The worst was inevitable. Maureen was facing the possibilities of becoming crippled and her body being overcome with gangrene. Her muscles began to waste away, and she would often burn herself since, because the pain of RSD was much more than the pain of a hot pan on the stove. One day, everything changed for Maureen. Her sister told her about Jesus and how that because of him, she did not need to suffer. Is there anybody out there know that when you come to Jesus, you don't need to suffer anymore? Maureen began to focus her attention upon Jesus. As she lay in bed with pain, she clutched her Bible and she read from his passages. She did not yet know the power of God, but she was beginning to understand the comfort of his presence. And through reading the Bible, she began to realize that God's children have the power to bind pain. And in her living room, she prayed with pain so awful that it had been said to be twice as bad as that of the late stage of cancer. With hands curled inward and wasting, she prayed, RSD, I bind you in the name of Jesus. She would actually feel the pain leave her body. Maureen did this several times, and each time the pain had to obey the name of Jesus. Her healing was not in an instant, but eventually full healing came to Maureen. One night on her own, she studied the scriptures about the Holy Ghost in her living room. She did not have a church to help her, but Jesus saw her desire to help her. Maureen knelt down, raised her hands up in the air and said, Jesus, I believe your word is true. She then began speaking with other tongues as the power filled her with warmth. She says that she would not trade this experience of suffering for anything. Why? Because the result was learning the depth and the power of Jesus Christ. To make her story even better, souls had been saved because of the result of her knowing what condition she was in compared to the life following her condition. And what I want to say to you right now, there are some of you right now, people have looked at you at your condition, but they don't know the life that's going to follow after you get corrected. God have mercy. Her husband was one of the ones that got saved. 5 years later, they moved to Stockton, California, where she began to learn piano. And she went to school to learn piano. The hands that was once turned in looked like a paraplegic. Now, those crippling hands learn how to play piano free. She thought she would have to give up her childhood dream to play piano. But now it came true, all because her sister told her about Jesus and what Jesus could do. Maureen's healing did not come instantly. It was a series of small miracles. But she got it. How? She saw in the spirit and she claimed it by faith. And so when you look at these books that we're going to be opening up in the book of Romans and the book of Ezekiel, and I want to begin by showing you in Ezekiel, because I want to talk to you about this glory that's going to come after your pain. Because after the pain, your glory is going to show up. Hallelujah. Say that with me. After this pain, the glory is going to show up. And I want you to just shake hands with somebody and say, in the name of Jesus, all your pain is about to leave, but your glory is about to show up. No matter what your pain is, after the day, it has to go, because your glory will show up in the room. You know, when you look at the book of Ezekiel, it begins with an inspiring a vision of God's glory. But sadly, it progressively departs from the temple and the city because of the sins of the people. And yet now, toward the end of Ezekiel in chapter 43, the vision for God's glory is revived. In other words, we see at one instance in Ezekiel's life that the glory had departed. But then in Ezekiel 43, we see the glory coming back to the temple. Is there anything that you and I would ever want to desire? And that is to see the glory of God manifested in the church through the operation of the Holy Ghost. The greatest tragedy that can happen to the church is for there not to be a burning desire within us for the glory of God. And when we desire it, we worship our way into the glory. Can I get a witness in here? It's going to happen. And how it's going to happen is that you got to see it in the spirit. And what it is, beloved, the it is you have to see your healing in the spirit. You have to see your miracle in the spirit. You have to see your blessing in the spirit. You have to see your vision for your family and your friends to be saved. How? In the spirit. Because after all the pain, the glory is going to show up. Lord, have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. And I'm not talking about hallucinating and words or having these weird word sensations. I'm talking about simple faith taking hold at the core of our soul. I'm talking about how we can go through something and then live on a whole nother level. God have mercy. Have you ever been at the lowest part of your life, and then after all that you went through, God brought you into something higher? He brought you into a place, amen, of complete wholeness, and you wondered why you had to go through all of that. You were in a low place on yesterday, and now you're in a high place on today. It's because you learned how to reach your glory level. And I'm here to tell somebody, I come to promote you to your glory level. Would you shake hands with the person next to you and tell him God wants you to reach your glory level? He don't want you to just keep walking around here groaning. He wants you to reach your glory level. Some of you been groaning. Some of you been grumbling. But God wants you to get to your glory level. When Ezekiel was taken up by the Spirit and taken into the inner court, what did he see? He saw how the glory of God filled the temple. Sometimes the phrase the glory of God is describing the splendor and the majesty of God. A glory so great that no human being can look upon it and live. The glory of God also refers to the visible presence of God among his people. The Shekinah.
This broadcast is made possible by our Faith Life Partners. It's because of their monthly donations that we're able to share the gospel with you. You can become a Faith Life Partner today. For a monthly donation of $50 or more, you can write us at Faith Life, P.O. Box 561078, Rockledge, Florida, zip it at 32956. That's Faith Life, P.O. Box 561078, Rockledge, Florida, zip it at 32956. Or you can call us at area code 321-206-0504 or online at www.theflockcc.org. Clip on the radio tab and you can make your contribution right there on the internet. Now, I want to invite you to our weekly services that we have every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and then 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. We're located at 217 Dixie Lane in the beautiful city of Rockledge, Florida. For information or direction, you can call us at area code 321-206-0504. And remember, he who has the God kind of faith can overcome any situation. But there shall be a performance of God's word, grace, and peace.
Every Sunday, the choir would march down the aisle, rocking from side to side. They were singing, "Step to Jesus, and everything is gonna be alright."
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the gospel coming over your radio.
They would shout for real.
WJFP and WJCB. Just have a church and praising the Lord.
The deacons, they knew how to pray. They knew how to call on the name of the Lord.
said,
Jesus,
sweet Jesus,
Jesus,
you know I love
to call your name.
Hey,
hey, Jesus,
sweet Jesus,
Jesus,
you know I
love to call your name.
When I said,
Jesus,
sweet Jesus,
Jesus,
you know I
McKee Choir, Try Jesus, right here on WJFP, WJCB, the People's Station.
Bye. used to. And your loved one, they're just strung out on drugs. You know the doctor's looking at you shaking his head, and the tears running down as you think about the things he said. Why don't you try Jesus? Try.
That's the McKee Choir. Why don't you give Jesus a try? Right here on WJFP, WJCB, the People Station.
Gets in your spirit and begins to take you away from that.